Let's say, Dr. Minhas, I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Mary Richardson, MaryRichardson, date of birth 04/29/1974, date of appointment 7/20/2025, requesting physician Rita O'Neill, RITAONEIL. Dear Rita O'Neill, I have the pleasure of seeing Mary Richardson today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she's 51-year-old, right, left-handed Caucasian woman who has a history of schizophrenia and bipolar disorder. She's on a lot of antipsychotic medications, including Clozaril, Benztropin, Haldol, Hydroxyzine, Ingrezza, Lamictal, Zyprexa, presently she is having frequent fall, she loses balance, she feels lightheaded and dizzy before fall, she has a numbness of the hand during sleep. Past medical history, hypothyroidism, hypocalcemia, schizophrenia, bipolar disorder, PTSD, mild intellectual disabilities. Secondary Parkinsonism, insomnia, allergic rhinitis, pruritus, edema, abnormal weight loss, past surgical history, none, allergy, no known drug allergy, but allergic to allergy to Geodon, Prolixin, Cephris, medications, atropine eye drops, Benztropin 1 milligram daily, biotin, calcium, claritin, clozapine 100 milligram, 2 tablet in the evening and 1 tablet in the morning, colace, famotidine, flonase, guaifenesin, Haldol 100 milligram, 1 ml IM every 3 weeks, hydroxyzine 25 mg 3 times daily, Ingrezza 40 mg daily, Lamictal 100 mg daily, Lamictal 25 mg 2 tablet daily, levothyroxine, lidocaine 5% patch, propranolol, vitamin D, vitamin E, Zyprexa 10 mg daily and Zyprexa 15 mg at night and Zyprexa 5 mg 2 times for as needed basis. Socialist, does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol, lives in the Liberty home. Family history not available. Review of the system. I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she is having frequent fall. Physical examination, blood pressure 130 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen sound, bowel sound present, next upper, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis, and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake. No aphasia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation. Extraocular movement intact. There is no facial asymmetry. Tongue is in the midline. Shoulder shrug normal. Hearing is good on both sides. Finger to nose, no dysmetria. There is no pronator drift. There is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination is strength 545. Deep tender reflexes 204. Plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination revealed presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Gait ataxic Romberg test. Positive. Assessment and plan. 51-year-old left-handed Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of falling neurological problem. Number one, frequent fall. Number two, lightheadedness and dizziness. Number three, probably peripheral neuropathy. Number four, gait ataxia. Number five, schizophrenia. Number six, bipolar disorder. Number seven, mild intellectual disabilities. Number eight, drug-induced Parkinsonism. Next paragraph. Her frequent fall can be the use of the antipsychotic medication, especially clozapine. Zyprexa. And Haldol. These medication has known side effect of dizziness, hypotension, and fall. please adjust the dose of these antipsychotic medication. Peripheral neuropathy is another possibility. I will advise to use the walker, and I advise the patient to be well hydrated all the time. If she feels dizziness, she has to sit down. Take multivitamins. I would like to see her back in my office for as needed basis. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.